Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's 9:30 in 716.
From Russiagate to the Erie County Water Authority?
I'm ready to fight them on any battlefield they choose.
Michael Caputo says the now Democratic-controlled Erie County Water Authority Board is using the Russiagate investigation and his testimony as a basis to call into question the contract his PR firm has with the authority. Really?
I've been in the Water Authority now for 3 years. I have a lot of information about the Water Authority. I'm happy to share that in a court of law.
I'm Tim Wenger on the podcast powered by the Brothers of Mercy, a 5-star rated skilled nursing residence offering affordable living in a country setting. It seems trouble is following Michael Caputo all the way from his testimony before the Mueller investigation into Russiagate to his work back home as a hired PR firm with the politically charged Erie County Water Authority.
You never thought it would happen. Back here in Western New York, but it is.
Is it really? Caputo in studio with Susan and Brian and spending a good deal of time discrediting the notion that his billing practices for PR work for the authority had anything to do with the motivation of his receipt of a letter discontinuing his services with a 30-day notice.
This whole thing, the whole Russia investigation, of course, is being orchestrated by the resistance. We know all this stuff. The investigations are all being fueled by Democrats and Fusion GPS. But we had Attorney General Schneiderman here in New York, who was a leader of the resistance, a national leader, who I believe was kind of pushing that aggression down toward Erie County. You know, recently, you know, I've been, my company, Zeppelin Communications, has been the public relations agency for the Erie County Water Authority for almost 3 years. Recently, the Democrats took that over, and in their first board meeting, they brought up local attorney Jerry Shad, who was a Democrat hack that's appointed to the board there, brought up the fact in the meeting that somehow the Russia investigation has him very concerned about the services to the Water Authority contract and that we need to be investigated. And then another attorney, a Democrat political hack named Mark Carney of Carney and Carney Law, the recent guy appointed, brought up the fact that he believed that we weren't billing correctly. Our bills didn't look like his bills. He hangs out in divorce court in his 60s. And he insists now that we go through all of our invoices for 3 years and provide backup for everything, which is all against our contract terms, and they're holding our last payment until we do. This is untoward. I'm aghast, and the idea that they would hook this to the Russia investigation is surreal.
Mike, I'm looking at this letter right now that is to your company from the Water Authority. Now, when the Erie County Legislature changed hands from Republican to Democrat, you had to see this move coming with the switches and the Water Authority.
Oh, I did. We resigned and told them we would be happy to, for the transition to the new PR firm, whatever they want to do. We resigned on the 2nd of May. On the 3rd of May, they passed a resolution saying that I can't resign. They were going to fire me.
How does this, in your mind, switch from normal politics of what usually happens when something changes hands like this to, I guess, something over the top, as you're saying?
Well, I think it's orchestrated by Mark Poloncarz, who was a close ally of Attorney General Schneiderman. You know, Schneiderman was the most influential statewide officer in the local Erie County Democrats. We all know what's up with Schneiderman now for beating up a bunch of women. You know, this thing, to me, the attack is the requirement for us to do a boatload of work that's impossible to complete, and in the meantime, withholding our payment, which is required by contract. I believe these folks, they made it very clear in the hearing that this is also about Russian collusion. This is revenge. And luckily, I'm prepared legally to fight this kind of Democratic action.
But now this is going to be more legal fees, right?
It is. I'm ready to fight them on any battlefield they choose. I've been in the Water Authority now for 3 years. I've got a lot of, you know, I have a lot of information about the Water Authority. I'm happy to share that in a court of law. I'm looking forward to discovery, and I'd like to tell Jerry Shadd and Mark Carney of Carney & Carney and Mark Poloncarz and Jeremy Zellner, the chairman of the Democratic Party, to preserve their emails, because I'm coming after them. I'm going to require them and what's going to go forward.
Are there reasonable reasons why they'd want to look into some of these fees from the PR firm? Are they maybe bigger than they would have normally been? I'm thinking back to 2016, all these water main breaks, mm-hmm. and you were certainly making the rounds then. A lot more. The Water Authority had become much more public and
truly
out there than it had been in the past.
Our firm bid on this against other PR firms. We were the lowest bid. We came in at $5,000 a month, which is a very small PR contract for a large agency like the Authority. We were not allowed to bill any more than $5,000, and every single month we worked about $7,500, $8,000 worth of time against the contract. So we actually lost money on this contract technically for 3 years. This is just political retribution, because I'll tell you why. Mark Poloncarz doesn't like hearing me on the radio talking about his administration and the things that he's done. Don't forget, Mark Poloncarz's own brother, He put him to work at the Water Authority. It's, you know, these politicians, they control that place. And they, now that the Democrats are in control of the Water Authority, they think they can send Mark Carney of Carney & Carney and Jerry Shadd after me. They're in for a fight of their lives.
We are in studio this morning with strategist and WBEN contributor Michael Caputo. Michael, you, in the last few minutes, are calling out local Democrats about your PR job representing the Erie County Water Authority, calling it revenge, political retribution.
It is. You know, the Republicans had two out of the three commissioners. I was working closely with them. It's a very divided organization. A lot of information about the Water Authority that I think the people of Western New York really would like to know. Now when the Democrats won control of this county legislature, they chose a Democrat to replace one of the Republicans. Now the Democrats are there. And, you know, we have this guy, Mark Carney from Carney & Carney. He basically bought the position at $25,000 in donations to the Democratic Party. That's how he got in there. And, you know, Jerry Shadd, I really don't know what to think of him. He reminds me of Forrest Gump in a lot of the scenes in the movie. It's really quite alarming what the politicians are doing in order to get revenge because they lose elections. I think Mark Poloncarz and Jerry Zellner are very embarrassed that they lost that New York State Assembly election with Pat Burke as their candidate to Eric Bowen. Pat Burke, they should have won that race. Pat Burke is an excellent candidate. There's no reason why Pat should have lost the majority Democratic district, except that they ran a poor race, and it was not his fault. It was the county Democrats' fault. They're upset. I'm a convenient punching bag. When they started this attack on me, a week before my appearance before the Mueller investigation, they knew I was complaining about my legal fees. I just put up a GoFundMe on the web. They knew that my family and I were on the ropes, and they thought that was a good opportunity for them to come after me. But unfortunately for them, since then I've raised $300,000 for legal fees. And they connected this directly to the Russia investigation. Jerry Shadd himself did in the last public meeting of the Board of Commissioners. So the fight is on. And I'm again, Mark Poloncarz, Jerry Shadd, Mark Carney of Carney & Carney, and Jerry Zellner need to preserve their emails, because I'm going to go ahead and prove just how political they are at the Water Authority.
Now, they're asking you to provide kind of specific details, itemized billing for each billable hour. But
right.
What you've said is that none of that should really matter because it was more of a flat rate.
It was a flat rate, but also contractually. This is a contract, by the way, governed by law. And in the contract, they didn't have any requirements for those kinds of details. I provided more details than required by the contract. But, you know, they want me to go back 3 years. And, like, for example, on a certain amount of hours spent on vendor contact when we're trying to put advertising together, right? They want to know who I'm speaking to during that time. In 2015, that we don't keep those kind of records, it's not going to happen. I'm not going to do it.
No, really quickly, before we let you go, last one on this. You mentioned it's costing you money. It's not just costing you money. This is going to be costing the county money for their attorneys. Is it time to do away with the Water Authority as we know it?
I don't know. I got to tell you, if you fold the Water Authority into the county, it's going to get worse. There's a lot of professional people at the Water Authority on the rank and file doing great work. You turn on your water every day, it's there, and it's cheapest bill in your mailbox. So what we got to do is reform the way the politicians influence the Water Authority. But folding it into the county is a huge mistake.
Always interesting, Michael Caputo. Back tomorrow.
That's 930 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.